beam.
I want you to thank me until you get that swing centered.
Swing's not going to be centered.
Why not?
You saw the problem with the beam. The beam is too big.
You can't drill other holes?
Why would I do that?
I don't know. What if she scrapes her knee on that close tree?
Not even close.
It looked pretty close in that video I was watching.
If she scrapes her knee, then we'll have problems.
Yeah. You just don't want Lou scraping her knee. Where'd you get those glasses?
Cole.
Higby.
Higby.
That's funny because Cole Franklin's back in town. I was about to ask him to be on the pod.
Oh, that'd have been fun.
Yeah, we can do a next one.
I think he's back in town for like Frankie Frank Frankfurter Franklin.
2 months.
What's he do now?
I think he climbs telephone poles from last I heard.
Sick.
Anyways, we watched Inside Out 2.
We're live.
Yeah, we were live during that whole swing debacle.
Oh, well. And that kicked Clayce.
Uh-oh.
Why'd you say uh-oh?
What, are you back in the booth or something?
I say Clayce. Like, and you, I said Clayce.
You said click, click, click. Click, 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 click. I thought there was a horse walking up to me.
Oh my god, dude. You were the freaking horse. I saw this Instagram thing that was like, if you had to hang out with one friend and you got $1 million if they picked on you in the first hour, who would you be? Duh, for everybody, ever.
You're not my friend.
Okay, well, everyone who's ever been your friend ever would pick you.
Well, if they're just freaking idiots like you and they slur their words all the damn time.
How many times can you pick on me? How many times? How many millions of dollars can I get? Yeah.
I mean, how goofy are you going to be this whole damn time?
I'm going to be as normal as pos.
I hope so. You're wearing crazy glasses. I can't.
These are what the kids are wearing these days.
What?
Cole Higby gave them to me.
This is what the teens are wearing?
Yeah, they're wearing glasses that are basically ski goggles. But I'll tell you this about them. They are beasts to wear.
It's like scrunching your nose in a way that...
They get the job. Well, that's because I'm wearing two pairs of glasses.
Yeah. Why don't you take off your other glasses?
Because I can't see.
Really? Is that bad?
I mean...
What is your vision?
Not so bad, but like it's better to see than not to see. How's it look now?
Oh, yeah.
You want to try them on? Different. I mean, as far as, like, blocking out the sun, it's pretty beast. The wow, your hair looks nice. Ridiculous.
What do you mean?
You got a haircut.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
You just started doing it?
No, I did not. I have yet to do it or do anything
you
different.
You're pushing it behind your ears, which you don't do. It looks way better than your normal poof.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You're turning into dad.
Yeah.
That sucks.
You're welcome.
You're the one that told me I could grow out my hair. I told you I was going to grow out my hair for like 2 years, and you gave me a big ass thumbs up. And all of a sudden, dad sends me an email at 5:30 in the morning.
I'm your brother.
And you're my boss. Dad's not even like that. You're more of my boss than dad is, and respectfully, in my opinion, at this
point. Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
That's what I'm saying. So stand your ground. All of a sudden, the real boss steps up, and then you backpedal like a bitch.
You're going to call your boss a bitch?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm off the clock, you big bitch.
I don't think you have to cut your hair, but if you want to, like, if you want to advance quicker. Yeah, see, that's how you normally wear it. That's why I think it looked way better today. Because now you look, especially now, you look like a guy from Brink,
a
2004 skateboarder.
Oh, yeah. Let me put my bill forward, because the hat is classic skateboarder. It's flat across. It almost goes up. The bill almost goes up on the sides instead of down.
Yeah.
But anyway, so the reason we're bitching about my hair is because one day... I wake up to an email from dad at 5:30 in the morning telling me that my hair sucks. And I sent dad and John, did you think it was funny?
Dad was in my office when you sent it.
Oh, dad was in your office? Thank God.
You sent it, and I saw it, and then dad walked in, and I was dying laughing. And I said, you got to look at this. Zach, you look good with this haircut. I sent a picture, and Zach said, you both look good with this haircut. And he sent a picture of the guy with his head up his ass.
I, like, was looking at the email before I sent it. I was like, man, like, dad's telling me to be more professional Maybe I shouldn't send this.
I thought it was funny.
It just said pretty funny in the email with no laughing or nothing.
Yeah. Well, you know, the first thing I did when I read that email was, oh, great. Why did Dad have to send this email?
Oh, yeah. Same thing. It was like
5:30.
5:30 in the morning. I'm like, it's like this dude is like being kept up by the length of my hair. Go to sleep.
I'm always like, damn, dude, you sent it at 5:30. It's like, oh, what? Does it send you an...
Does it ping you or something? Stamp? Yeah.
Does it ping you or something? I'm like, no, but it's like I know.
Oh, I know you sent it at 5:30. Like this was the first thing you thought about when you woke up that morning. And it's not that big of a deal. Go to sleep for another 2 hours, pal. Dad. What a jerk.
You can grow your hair as long as you want. Anyone can. I just think
gel it.
I think it looked way better today when you tucked it behind your ears. When you pull it in front, then you look
better. Yeah, you know what looks best?
Huh?
In a meeting?
What? Showing up on time.
Showing up on time to your own meeting.
I've had the week from hell, okay?
Oh, yeah, well, what about the last month? Because you've shown up at 8:15 to every single meeting.
We only have one meeting a month.
Yeah, and every time you show up late to a meeting, that's a week.
I got a lot going on.
Yeah, I bet you
a lot more than you.
Oh, I bet you do, pal.
Oh my god,
you got the beams and stuff.
Ever, you know what? You know when the vibes of the pod start going downhill when you quit working out. That was the mark.
You haven't worked out a week today.
I was out of town.
You haven't worked out a single day.
I was out of town.
I keep Tuesday and Wednesday. You were in town. I didn't see you in my gym.
No, I was out of town Tuesday. I work out in the mornings. I came home on Tuesday.
And it's Thursday, and I haven't seen you in my gym one time.
I had a meeting this morning.
That you were late to.
Imagine how late I would have been if I worked out.
You should be
then when I walked in. Huh?
You should be embarrassed.
When I walked in the meeting this morning, and, you know, I'm used to being a little fashionably late.
Yeah, you're turning into a little Chris Knight.
When I walked in... And normally when I'm fashionably late, everyone's like, oh, John's on the bus. What's up,
John's
John?
Here.
John's here. I walk in today, and it was dead face. And I was like, huh, that's weird.
I'm losing control. And I said, I'll be taking care of this meeting from this point on.
No, but later I thought about that. I didn't think about it too much, but after you told me that Dana snapped at the meeting.
Dana snapped. Dana, like, even for Brian, he was redder than I've ever seen.
That's definitely what happened. Like, he snapped, because everyone when I walked in there, the vibe was way off. And I was like...
I was trying not to laugh. There was a possibility Dana was low-key talking about me. Because he was talking about trash, and I have a bunch of lots where you can't really put a dumpster after silt fence.
Yeah.
So I got lucky and we have Ike Williams lot 3 now.
Uh-huh.
So I put a dumpster over there and I started like hauling trash over there.
Yeah.
So I don't know exactly if he was talking about me, but I'm telling you it was like Adolf Hitler like hyping up the Germans.
What do you mean?
I don't want to see a single piece of trash on this whole entire lot. I think it was more like a trade was pissing him off. Like, I know the electricians always pissed him off, but it was nuts.
Oh, man.
You missed it, dude. I was hoping you were there.
If you were there, I would have been
in shambles. Dana might not have snapped as much.
I don't know if I could have been there.
He was the first three quarters of Rice Krispies.
Snap.
Yeah.
First one-third.
I said three-quarters.
One time he snapped on the phone, or after he got off the phone, he snapped, and I just busted out laughing.
You were in the car with him?
Yeah, it was hilarious.
I think the thing
But
about
later
Dana,
in the meeting, he was yelling about trash. I thought that was intense.
Oh, that was like a fraction of the cost. He was like... Do you understand?
Yeah.
And we were all like, yeah.
Ah.
And then I looked across the room at JT and tried not to just...
Was JT about to lose it?
I mean, like, it didn't happen at the start. Like, I think JT was more like... This was when Dana was kind of winding down.
Yeah.
The tone of his face went from, like, purple to dark red. So me and JT, like, I finally, like, look up from my binder. Because I'm like, what the hell just happened? It's 8 a.m.
How quickly into the meeting did it happen?
Immediately.
What? So it was he practically brought Bojangles.
Nobody grabbed the biscuits.
No, I noticed when I got there, it was a full bag.
Well, we have a circle table. I was scared as I should have been.
Yeah.
But I wasn't that scared.
Well, it's not like he's going to beat you up.
I mean, like, I was hoping it wasn't my, like... neighborhood that he was talking about, and then after I was like, okay, I don't think he's talking about me, it was more like, don't laugh right now.
Yeah.
Because I mean, like, I've seen Dana like tell his jokes and like laugh through a whole entire story, all this stuff, so like I feel like I'm a little bit more comfortable with Dana now.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh man,
do not laugh.
Whatever you do in this very moment.
Did I miss that?
Dude.
You guys all sat down, and then, like, the first thing he said was about the trash.
I mean, like, it was, like, almost, like, drop dead. Like, he should have saved it for, like, 10 minutes into the meeting. Because he started, like, up at, like, 120%.
Yeah.
And then that made the rest of the meeting just go a little bit down.
Do you think that the trash issue is going to get better?
Oh, I don't know. Who's to blame?
You just said it might be you.
Well, I mean, I can't do anything once my house is sodded.
You got to pick up the trash. Put it in the back of your truck.
I'll do it. I'll get Jack to do that.
Just get the trash. Man, I'm about to snap.
It must be really easy to sit on your ivory tower and tell people to do things to houses that you've never seen. When's the last time you went out to Ike Williams?
Ike Williams. I was there recently. I was there like last week.
I remember seeing you go into Slash Pine, and I said, "Wait, who died? Are we okay? John's off his ivory tower."
Do you think that I need to breathe down your neck?
The Iron
When Dad does it to you, you freak out on him.
No, Dad breathes down my neck in a different way. Dad breathes down my neck sarcastically. Or like just like
whoa. The I can boxing feel in Dad the house wasn't so breathing.
Oh, you know what's funny about that?
You weren't going to.
No, I told Dad that I told the framers to do that. They just did it on their
own. I knew you didn't. I knew you were going to let it ride.
Dad said, "Oh, you let it go?" And I said, "Oh, that was a funny message I sent to the family group message."
What was it?
So Caitlin's like removing like 9 to 10 feet of her dining room. So like there's this potential for like about a month where people are like, there's traffic that could be very close to her house without going into her house. But I didn't say anything to the framers. I just,
you're going to let it ride.
I was going to let it ride until we got that door and window on.
So you're going to let them sleep like that for a day.
Yeah. I said the,
I kind of, am in the same boat. Dad was like, "You can't do that. Someone might break it." I'm like,
"Who's going to break in?
What are the odds?
Nobody even broke in." Like, hey, they got a plastic tarp up in the back. If someone would have broken in, it would have been an inside job, and then I would have gone to my trades and been like, "You guys need to look for like a air fryer or something, because these guys stole from my sister."
My daughter.
Louise. Swinging on a crooked swing.
Man.
I would never do that to my daughter.
How about Dad today?
Oh, let me tell this story with Caesar. Oh, you go ahead, because it's about Dad. I love talking about... Oh, Dad's BA, so his bitch Zach, ass.
Me and Zach.
Dad's such a charge sometimes, dude. And Dad's also...
classic.
And, like, the last month, Dad's really been trying to, like, make his jokes land. Like, he's, like... He had, like, a really funny joke about a situation in our family group message. And then after his really funny joke, he made like 4 different jokes about the same scenario. I was like, and one time Dad even told,
huh? What one was that?
Dad was like, he made a joke and I was like, oh, that's really funny. I wish I would have made that joke. And then he made like four jokes after.
It was really
good. It could have been like probably like 200 messages away the way you guys talk in this group message. But Dad made a joke and I was like, oh, yeah, yeah, that was funny.
Well, today me and Zach and Dad were getting a demonstration on all of our new tools in our tool shop. And the guy giving the demonstration was showing us this thing on the table saw. And he was like, yeah, it should be about this thick, should be about this far apart. Pretty similar to like your spark plugs when you're working with your car. And Dad says,
you think these two pussies know anything about spark plugs?
You think, hey, Scotty,
Scotty, let me get your attention real quick. Conversation stopped.
I don't think these guys.
Let me tell you about these two C7AYs. Because I'll tell you, pal, they don't know shit about spark plugs. Whose fault do you think that is, Dad?
Dad said, I don't think these guys have been opening up the hood of any cars lately, if you know what I mean.
So, and then they punched each other so hard.
Zach, like,
Dad, this bitch hasn't done nothing.
Yeah, this guy's been paying for oil changes just like the rest of us. Oh my gosh.
And then Dad said that, and he could tell that me and John said something to each other because, like, I'm not very subtle about these things, so Dad, like, the next time there was a lull in the conversation, Dad was like, oh, I mean, like, I know they didn't. And then he continued to say about five stories from his childhood about how Bully was lighting matchboxes to buy
back,
the spark.
Back then, we would be changing our brake pads.
Back in my day, I had to hold the engine up by myself while Bully switched it out. Dad's stories always get a little bit more exaggerated. Carrying five sheets of plywood.
How about Dad?
Up a hill that was 120 degrees high.
And 120 degrees hot. How about Dad leaving the meeting?
For the phone call?
Yeah. I mean, I've been scheduling this thing so he could.
How did he even like get a phone call out there?
You know, me must have had one scheduled.
I think he probably just went outside and sat down.
Because it was dying.
Dad also, like, I mean, like, Dad was doing a lot better than I was doing. Like, I mean, like,
I could see I know that you didn't retain too much.
What do you mean? I retained way more than you guys
did. Oh, you didn't retain.
Oh, please, dude. Yeah, by the time you literally.
You were walking around.
You literally walk around like a freaking dog. I'm a cat. I'm locked in.
Man, you're looking at everything.
You're a dog. You're like, oh, well, maybe I should check on my door. Maybe I should go pee. Maybe my blood sugar's low.
This is how
I'm sitting here listening to Scotty full thrown.
You're a dog that won't shut the hell up. You're like...
That's all dogs.
This is me, how I'm like a dog. What do I need to do?
Panting.
Tell me what's next.
Oh.
That was... Oh, no. Just like ready to learn.
Okay, please.
I'm sorry you're too hitting stupid to understand. All
too
you
stupid.
Do is look around like this. This is how you're a cat, just distracted by everything.
I was paying attention to all of it. I know all the stuff.
You know how to turn on everything. Bet you couldn't change the blade.
But I could.
Bet you couldn't change it on the router table.
On the router table?
Because
you didn't
tell us
there's
about
no blade.
We didn't learn about the router. I bet you couldn't change on the planer. What did they call? What were the blades called on the planer?
They were called like chromosome
blades. Knives. You want to be like, there's four knives in there.
And you switch them. And I was the one that asked how you switch them out because the knives are up top instead of down below. Eat shit, you bitch.
Sorry. You are just a potty mouth bad guy.
Today?
Always.
I'm sorry.
You're welcome.
Always a potty mouth bad guy.
Yeah.
I said I'm sorry and you said you're welcome.
For fixing you.
You aren't eating big
saying,
shit.
I'm not saying I forgive you.
I'm better than old Bone Capone. I told him not to say the F word when we were doing the marriage game and he just dropped four because I told him not to say it.
Hudson?
Yeah, yeah. On the last pod with Jack.
Mm-hmm.
He dropped like four F's just because I told him not to say the F-bomb.
Mm.
Hey, we're all here. We're all ready to learn. We're watching Inside Out too.
Hit it.
Yeah. Jeez.
Got to keep on watching, and that we do, folks.
That we do.
Maybe you weren't so busy being mean, you would have remembered to hit the damn button.
That we do.
That we do.
Anyways, we watched Inside Out 2 today.
That's right.
Not today, but I'll tell you what, I'm not going to watch any Disney movie in theaters until I can guarantee I'm not going to tear up in them. Did you tear up in the theater when you watched this movie?
Nah, I won't tear up in the theater.
I teared up during this movie, no doubt.
If I watched it in the privacy of my own home without Taylor breaking down my neck. I
like
the,
like, when she was having an anxiety attack at the end.
Like, well, I really get that.
I don't think I've ever had an anxiety attack.
Oh, I don't think... No, certainly haven't.
You've never had an anxiety attack?
Where I'm just attacked?
That's not what's the term then?
Panic attack.
Anxiety attack? That's
probably the same. I mean, it's the same thing.
Well, anyways, at the end she had an anxiety attack. I relate.
You've been just freaking out.
I think I just shut off.
Mm.
Outwards of what she does, I think if I had a panic attack, I would just be like, I would be freaking Lego on the front. You wouldn't be able to notice any emotion from me whatsoever.
It's a good movie. Did you like it? Well, you want to rate it?
Let's do... What do you... Can we do like a rough rate of Inside Out 1?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Let's do that.
That one first?
Yeah. Let's all do that one first.
Inside Out 1.
That'll help me base what I want to rate this one off of what you do this one.
So you're going to base yours off mine?
No, I'm going to base what our ratings are off of the first one to this one.
All right, all right. I feel you. Ready?
1, 2, 3. 9.1. Okay. So I screwed up. All right, then the I got my
Did
rating
you,
for Inside Out 2.
Inside Out 1. When you
Inside
watched,
Out 1 was beast.
Did it, when you watched Inside Out 1, you think it was the best animated movie?
Listen, man, I did this off of...
happened?
No.
That's not some anime.
Do you remember
bullshit?
The way that I watched Monsters University the first time I watched it? Monsters University had me laughing on my ass.
That's like one really good joke.
Trust me, you do not want to touch these things.
I want to touch it. but Inside Out 1 made you cry.
When? Inside Out
when
2
Bing
made
Bong
me
dies.
Cry. No.
When
screw
does Inside
that.
Out 2 make you cry?
Because it was relatable.
Which part?
You know, they had, like, anxiety and shit at the end. I was tearing up a little bit there. And she was like, I'm a good person. I'm a good person.
Mm.
And I thought, I'm a good
person.
What
about when Bing Bong dies?
Screw Bing Bong. Well, how does he relate to me? He's a toy for a four-year-old.
It's about growing up, and he's not a toy. He's a imaginary friend.
Bing Bong, Bing Bong. Do you remember the song?
Who's your kid that wants to play bing bong? Who's your friend that wants to play bing bong, bing bong? Who?
Bing bong, bing. Yeah, but I mean, like, there's moments in this movie. Got me a little,
So, you rated number one 8.6.
Number one? Oh, yeah, yeah. Sure. 8.6. I haven't seen it in 5 years, but...
Yeah, all right.
We'll
number
land on that.
Two,
so, we'll do an 8.9.
Okay.
Which I think is respectable for number one.
Ready? Inside Out 2.
One, two, three. 8.9. 8.9?
I thought the first one was a 9.1. I thought the second one was an 8.9.
It was 2 points away from the first one?
I thought it was pretty close.
Really? Hell,
you thought that Bing Bong was gay, and you thought this was
I didn't say
cry.
Bing Bong was gay.
You thought Bing Bong was gay, dude.
Well, maybe it makes sense, because Riley's a
She's
lesbian.
Right there. They're making her lesbian.
She's right there.
Without saying it.
You made it seem like the big secret was that she was lesbian, and that
Don't
is
you
not
think?
The case.
How do you know?
Well, she was like, oh, I wet the bed. Like, the big secret was like childish stuff still.
How do you know that?
Because he said it.
The big secret said that?
Yeah.
When?
At the end. He said, like, oh, it was because I wet the bed in...
Post-credits?
Yeah.
Ah.
Maybe they changed it. I thought there was going to be, like, rainbow flags flying behind that.
No, I think that she she seems like she's...
Oh, why do you think that? Maybe because she was a freaking blonde-haired girl playing hockey with
that
red
helps.
Hair.
That also helps.
Yeah.
She plays hockey. She has a girl crush. Now, her Mount Crushmore was all dudes.
Yeah, but, like, half of them were, like...
Long-haired
players.
Yeah.
Long-haired dudes with tits.
I also didn't know about the big secret. That it came out what the big secret was.
You didn't watch the... No. I thought you stayed for the end credits, and that's why you knew that there was a big secret at the end.
I thought the big secret was during the movie.
Oh, so you never stayed for the end credits?
No.
I mean, the big secret was lame, but, like, sure. I mean, like, they're... Like if you
well, that makes me
like,
feel better.
If there was a girl that was playing hockey that wasn't a lesbian, I'd like to meet her. So she could beat me up. I don't know why I'd like to meet her. But I mean, do you think they can make an Inside Out 3?
Yeah. She's only in high school.
Yeah, but like, when does it start getting like...
To adult?
Yeah.
Riley goes to college, starts drinking. Scissoring. They should just make...
Sorry.
What's wrong with you? Sometimes you say stuff and I'm like, man, I wish you just wouldn't talk.
That's a reflex.
But what would be funny is if they just made like a PG-13 one that was like...
Disney plus PG-13.
Riley goes to college.
Disney did Deadpool 3. That's an R-rated movie.
Yeah, probably.
But I would not like to see a PG-13 Inside Out movie. Yeah. Especially because we've, like, seen this girl grow up from, like, pretty much, like... In a way, it's like she's growing up with us in a way. Like, Riley was 4, movie. Now she's 15, whatever, movie.
Growing up with us, dude. No, we're just old watching.
In a way.
She's growing up with some people. Not me.
Not me. I'm grown.
Yeah, I was grown when the first one came out. Probably came out when we were in college.
No way.
Or later.
I would think like 2012.
No.
When the first Inside
way.
Out.
No way. 2015. You think, Zach, it's
2024.
I was
still in high school, you old bitch.
I bet you were in college when it came out. You
young bitch. It's 2015.
Wow, I nailed
it. Got
it
right on the ball.
So,
and
Joker
Rotten Tomatoes
2 sucks.
Rated at 9.8. Man, I've been wearing these glasses for too long. I forgot what the light looked
like. So, Joker 2 sucks, huh?
That's what the ratings... It's like... The ratings are, like, as bad as, like... Like,
Dang, that
Castaway,
sucks.
Castaway... Not Castaway. Castaway is a great movie. You know that movie, the shark one, where, like, it was a documentary and then everyone dies in the end and you're like, how did they even, like... There was a shark movie
open
that...
Open Water.
Open Waters. I said Castaway. It's got, like, open waters.
Why do you keep pulling your hair down? Because I said it looked good tech behind yours, and now you got to pull it all
yeah,
in front of
your... dad made me want to just...
Like, you're Ryan Sheckler, bro.
Like, be a clown. Why do you care? The difference between
out.
Me, you, and dad is I can look at y'all's hair for... I can look at you, dad's bald head or you with
your... Well, there's
your
not
bad
much you
hair.
Can say about a bald head.
That looks... You guys
so
just both
nice.
Have bad hair compared to me.
Oh, trust me. No, that's wrong. Your hair genetics might be okay, but you are so bad at doing it that it makes up for itself.
What do you even, like, what do you do in the morning?
That looks good.
Well, okay. So if I do my hair and show up 15 minutes late to a meeting that I called in,
if you called a meeting, no one would show up.
Hey, guy. Yeah. No, they would show up. Yeah. Okay. 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 Let me call an F and B. I'm calling fucking.
Text that group.
I got a little too cursed.
Text that group where I said, "See you guys at 8 tomorrow," and text
8:15.
Hey guys, actually need to call a meeting for tomorrow as well. See you guys at the office.
That's so ridiculous. that's so unfair. Like, there's no way I could call that meeting,
dude.
Obviously, I could call a meeting.
I'm just looking out for you. I'm trying to get you a girlfriend.
You think that's
gonna get you a girlfriend? Yeah, it looked way cool tucked behind your ears, and now that you're going,
I don't even think it looks that way cool.
Oh, way better. You look grown up. It's time to grow up.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that looks way better.
You suck.
I'm dead serious.
You're gonna be dead.
Well, that's fine.
After I murder you.
If you kill me.
Just at least touch your ear. You're such a sack of shit, dude. You're turning to Dad and Chris Knight.
That's fine, dude. Look at them.
Jerks.
Chris said something?
No, Chris is big on showing up late to the meetings that he calls. No,
okay.
So that's how you're Chris.
Chris was even like, damn, Zach, do your hair.
No, me and Chris had a good conversation. I said, you feeling a little bit older now, pal? He said, no. I said, I mean, your daughter just got engaged. I feel like that would make you feel a little bit older. He said, no, I feel good. I said, you like the guy? And he was like, yeah, I like the guy. He's a good guy. As long as he stays that way, we'll have no problem.
Nice.
All right. Badass.
Man.
Harris being engaged really put some pressure on me. Is that what you were going to say?
Nah. I was just thinking of
How old is Karis? 23?
She's still in college.
Jeez. Yeah,
so she's probably like 21 or 22.
Technically, I'm still in college. All right. Do you have anything to say about this movie?
No. What about you? I'd rather just talk about my trip to Hilton.
Oh, yeah. Tell your trip. We watched Inside Out.
Yeah, no one cares. no one's tuning in. If they are, they just want to hear me talk.
Yeah, that's what everyone's tuning in for.
Yeah, they're the like, I wish they would stop telling me about how Inside Out 2 was. They ain't going to watch it. I mean, who do you think is listening?
19 people.
And who do you think they are?
We don't have 19 family members.
Yeah. But I don't think that they're tuning in for the review of the movie.
Yeah, that's why we need to get off the whole movie
review. Whoa. I've tried to turn it into something that...
Woodworking?
Or work-based. I'm a professional in that. I'm not a professional... What are you talking about? What are you talking about? I just went to a Homebuilder Association meeting where I looked like a freaking beast. Everyone thought they...
Yeah, it's cool when you look like a beast, but for the things that you need to show up for, you show up late.
No, I needed to show
up. And those are the most important things.
I needed to show up for the Homebuilder Association thing.
You know what Todd, JT...
Despite running out of gas.
You know what Todd, JT, and Caesar are thinking right now?
What?
Zach wouldn't show up late.
And they're probably thinking, Zach? Dum-dum. I don't know what
to say. Dum-dum. I would love to see who could build a house faster between you and me.
Well, you know what I would do? I'd build one really fast, and this is how. Because Dad was like, I'd build this so fast. I was like, no, you wouldn't. Back when I was building.
Oh, what? You're in.
I'd just be like, do mine first.
We have the same last name.
Yeah, but I've been here longer.
It's not like I would be like, hey, do mine first.
But like, all the guys know me more than they know you.
Trades?
The ones that matter. Jesus? I'd be like, hey, Zeus, do not grade his lot until you grade mine.
And I would say,
Jose?
I would say, hey, JD, grade my lot.
And I'd say, JD, we're not paying you.
Because it's so unfair. And so I'd say, JD, don't worry, we'll find a way around this. I'll pay you out of pocket.
And I'd say,
do it immediately. And I'll
Jose,
pay
you
double.
You frame mine first.
That's so freaking lame. That's also like,
I'm just saying, I could beat you.
Like, that's like the head of production when I worked at DRB. I won't drop any names, but he would yell at us and be like, I could build a house 30 days sooner than you would. I'm like, yeah, probably.
Yeah,
because like you would just sit on a phone and
you
yell
get
at
here
people.
Now or you're fired.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I'm saying I could pull those strings if I need.
I could pull those strings.
Oh, I could pull those strings.
I could pull those strings.
You think you could pull those strings?
I've been teetering on the line with Pepe recently. I've been about to pull those strings with Pepe.
You better not.
Well, Pepe's been falling off recently.
That's what Wad says too.
Oh, Wad said that.
I think he might be gone at DRB.
Oh, dude. I mean, like, I gave him the benefit of the doubt because of the storm.
Apparently, Pepe doesn't even, like, work anymore.
He's been slowing me the hell down. The last time I was pouring a driveway, I saw Pepe outside, like, smoothing out the concrete.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, nobody wants to see you with your shirt off, dude. That's why I walked up to him and I said that. Because he was just shirtless, looking like a melted ice cream.
What did he say?
I mean, he was just like, he looked shocked that I was there. I mean, me and Pepe had this weird relationship. Pepe's told me that I am his favorite knight.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. So, I'm getting my slab poured
first. We just fired him, you said.
Huh?
You just said we should fire him.
No, I'm just gonna tear that above. I would never fire Pepe. I love him too much. Plus, he's been with the family for way too long.
Juan says he's moved to Mexico and he's there like half the time.
What?
Apparently, Pepe is in Mexico.
Why do you say Pepe? Is it Pepe?
Because
or
it's
Pepe?
Spanish, so P-E-P-E would be Pepe.
Well, Caesar has already told me that I have like the best Spanish accent.
Well, if you want to get a little better, say Pepe instead of Pepe.
Pepe! Hey, Pepe, get your ass over here, you short son of a bitch. Pepe calls me lazy, so it's all cool. Hey, what's up, Lassie? What's up, you little jerk? Let me tell my Caesar story.
Yeah.
I love this story so much. All right, anyway, so...
The Caesar?
So... Like, when you're building a house, like, the biggest thing about, like, the biggest issue you have with building a house is everything that's going underground to the house. So you got sewer, you got water, and you got power. But also, in some situations, you have gas lines. So there's, like, situations, it's like, call before you dig, like, that whole thing, like, that's where we're at right now. So the people that install our mailboxes refuse to go out to Gay, Georgia without more than 3 mailboxes.
Yeah.
I wish I would have known about Ike Williams.
Just do a mailbox.
I would have put a mailbox there.
Yeah.
And then just called it quits. But anyway, so me and Caesar are installing these mailboxes, which pretty much means that I'm patting Caesar on the back and he's doing all my work for me.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, I'm helping Caesar out the most I can, but, like, Caesar knows what the hell he's doing.
It's not a two-man job.
Yeah, it's not. Most of the time it's not, and it's like I'm either going to do it and be, like, nervous about it, or I'm just going to hand it off to Caesar and he's going to be a beast. And, like, me and Caesar have enough fun during the day that he's okay doing this shit for me. Like, by the end of the day, that day, Caesar offered to buy me lunch, and I was like, dude, I'm not going there unless, like, we just pay for our own meals at the very least. He said, no, like, you'll pay for the drinks. And he ended up paying for the tacos and the drinks. We need to go there one day. It was the best tacos I've ever had for $1.50.
Better than Noon?
Yeah.
Where was this at?
And they were stacked right by Forest Park. It's this, like, supermarket called Talpa's.
Yeah.
And they have $1.50 tacos.
Why did Caesar buy your lunch?
He offered.
Oh, wow.
He said, I'm going to buy your lunch. Like, I owe you. And I was like, Caesar came over here one weekend when he was watching Mom and Dad's house.
Ah, for the food.
And I spent about $200. I had to buy a new grill, buy all the meats for like all the friends and stuff, and I ended up paying like for Caesar's portion of that because he cooked it. So maybe that was part of it. But anyway, so me and Caesar are like doing these mailboxes, and we're digging like 18-inch deep holes in the ground. And I already know about the underground situation. I know there's like no gas out there or anything. But so Caesar's got this huge, like, giant nail, pretty much. It's like a 50-pound spike. And he stabs into the ground a bunch of times, and then I just do a post-hole dig, and I take it out.
Yeah.
And then he stabs a couple of more times, and then I post-hole dig and take it out. So he's stabbing vigorously.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. 10 stabs. And I say, "You smell gas?" And Caesar's eyes got like... Caesar looked at me like a deer in headlights. He looked at me and I just started dying laughing. And he was like, "You gotta be kidding me."
That's awesome.
It's such a dangerous... I mean, like, that's one of the, like, primary things you're worried about when, like, digging around, like, houses and stuff. So I thought it would just be the perfect time for it.
Oh, that's a good one.
You smell gas? Yeah, but me and Caesar, like, we went to that, we went to that restaurant. He paid for the whole thing. Like, I just, like, I told Caesar to give me whatever he got. And then, like, I mean, it cost him, like, $22 for 10 tacos and, like, this, like, horchata water stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It was beast. It was way better than the spot in Noonan.
Wow. Beast.
They gave you triple meat compared to, like, each taco. Like, triple what you would get.
Oh, wow.
I'm telling you.
We got to go there.
It was heavy.
Man.
Yeah, if you ever get out to Slash Bine, the house that your company's building, maybe we can go out there one day. Unless you're judging me too hard.
Judging you too hard on what?
My build cycle or something.
Is it bad or something?
No, it's perfect.
Something bad you need to be judged on? No. Maybe I should come check it out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Dude,
you know, and I can explain to you how to build a home.
How do you think we found so all the shit that we're building?
We have to frame the walls before we put the roof on. I'd be telling you stuff like that, you freaking... I don't even know if you know how to build a house anymore.
I'd figure it out.
If you gave me
I got this manual that's like Builder's Guide, Volume 2.
You're going to take it from me?
I'm just kidding. I was actually working on getting it published right now.
Yeah.
Builder's Guide by John.
I thought about doing a book.
But it would have to be a lot longer than 7 pages.
Yeah, I'm surprised you even know how many pages it is. Because you didn't do anything with it.
What did you want me to do with it?
Publish it. Better than your shitty book about a tick.
I went to a home
that
builder's...
doesn't even have diabetes.
Yes, he does.
Ticks don't get diabetes. It's a fact. Everything about your book is dumb.
People don't have thoughts in their head controlling their decisions.
What?
Of little,
it's
little,
a conscience.
Little different people living up there.
What like are you talking about?
The movie that we're reviewing right now.
Completely forgot about the movie. I was like, what?
But guess what? That went platinum.
Your book? No. I love it. I teared up with your book, too.
Yeah.
More about, like, the excerpt at the end. Can we talk about it?
Yeah. I just talked about it at Camp Kudzu.
Yeah, John had this lame-ass book about how he's got lame-ass diabetes, and he's just...
He's so stupid. Ugh. Well, while you were building houses, I had to go to the Home Builders Association trip from hell. It was awful. When I
ran, Dad always sends us on these freaking journeys.
This could have been cool.
Was it Dad's fault?
Dad wanted me to go. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so
Dad's fault.
It was in Hilton Head, and it was at a Beast Hotel. And Dad was like, "You guys should go to this. I want you to get more involved in the Home Builders Association."
You guys?
He was saying that Taylor should come.
Okay.
And Taylor and Louise should come. And then when I had meetings, they could go to the beach and stuff.
She didn't go.
It was at a nice hotel. The morning of, I said to Taylor, because we were only going to go for like 2 days, and we're going to have to drive 4.5 hours. So that morning I said to Taylor, I was like, "You guys don't have to come if you don't want to come. I was like, it's only going to be...
Taylor was like, thank God.
Yeah, because I was thinking about it. I was like,
Dad always loves these little, hey, I'm going to send you on a trip.
Well, it was like right on the brink of could be fun, but it was too short and too much stuff. And like bringing Louise would have been really tough. So I was like, you guys don't have to come. And she was like, yeah, I think we'll probably stay. Thank God. When I left...
I don't think you would have ran out of gas. Sorry.
I bet that. I would have.
With them?
yes. Because here's what happened. I probably left with 200 miles in my tank. Yeah. So let's say my tank had 200 miles. I get to where my tank says 70 miles till empty. So I'm like, okay, time to start looking for gas. Right. So I pull over with like 60 to 50 miles till empty. Pull over.
Oh.
And there's this hurricane. Yeah. Hurricane didn't think about it. Didn't think about it.
Right.
So I pull over and there's this Love's and it's popped off. Like
people are pulling up?
Yeah. Line like to the entrance. Not
looks like Bucky's, but it's a Love's.
Yeah. But like not so popped off that I thought it was crazy. But I saw a sign that said QT 2 miles.
Go Doug.
So I hop back on. I get off at the next exit, and there's a QT, but the lights are off and the pumps are off.
Yeah.
So I started.
So you're just driving till dead?
So I have like 50 miles.
That's how the end of the
left.
World starts.
I drove.
That's why you leave your cars places.
Yeah, that's why that like in Zombieland, there's all those cars on the side of the road. So
they're driving until they can't find gas.
I drove, got on the next exit, got off, lights off, pumps off. Now I'm at like 30 miles. I get back on. Get off. Now I'm like, oh my God. That Love's, the reason it was backed up is because it's the only gas left around here. But yeah. Now it's like 40 miles back. Like, there hasn't been gas. And after I passed the Love's,
they gave me
on
a
I-16,
QT sign on Love's that was 40
no,
miles away.
No, at the exit, there's like right. a QT sign. Anyways, and I've gotten off several times.
Bucky's would add gas.
Once I passed like the QT, though, on I-16, there was trees falling over the whole way. The whole way.
Like, really? Like lanes closed?
Nope. They were all cut up, but they were cut right to the
right.
the road. So you could drive. Yeah. Well, I get off in Swainsboro.
Wayne's.
Get off. Gas off. Pumps off. Lights off. Guy pulls in and he goes, no gas? I'm like, nah, no gas. And he's like, ah, damn. He's like, I was coming from Statesboro. I was hoping they had gas back up this way. And that's when I knew I was screwed because yeah. I was down to like less than 20. This guy is coming from 20 miles the direction I'm heading, heading this way, hoping for gas.
Right.
Love's is 40 miles back. So I'm just like, what the hell? So I hop back on the interstate. I call Taylor. I'm like, I don't even know what I'm doing anymore. I'm just driving down the interstate knowing I'm about to run out of gas any second. And I run out of gas. And
how does it feel in your car when you run out of gas?
Like... Even though you knew it was coming, it was a surprise.
Yeah.
I'm like, I know I'm going to run out of gas. And then all of a sudden you're like, why isn't the gas pedal working?
You're right.
And it's like...
That's so weird. It's so funny that like something that costs you like at most... Not at most. I know there's some cars that cost like $120 to fill up. But like $80 can completely debilitate your car. That's like $30,000.
Yeah.
So that's weird.
I... pull over and I call State Farm and I'm like, hey.
Debilitate.
Debilitate.
Yeah, I said it wrong.
Yeah, and you know what? I noticed and I just let it slide. It's ridiculous, dude. I add an extra L in here or something and you just are like, what are you, hammered?
Oh, please. You said it wrong 8 times before you said the right word.
I said it one time and I laughed and corrected
you
myself.
Said, blip,
hoping
yep,
that you
yep.
would just leave me alone.
No, I can't.
Yeah, when I sent that Instagram I was talking about.
Shit.
I knew it. When I sent that Instagram I was talking about to Taylor, she was like, oh, I'd invite Zach over and I would just... mess something up on purpose saying it and he would instantly the one about like you get $1 million if the friend you invite picks
on
you.
Word.
Just like I would just mess up.
You hear something funny about me with gas tanks?
Hold on. So then I call State Farm and they're looking for some roadside assistance. They don't give me a call back for an hour. So I call a local roadside assistance and I'm like, hey, can I get some help? Both of them call me back and they're like, hey, can't get you any help. There's no gas for 50 miles either direction.
Good luck. What did you do?
Then I call the sheriff's office and I'm like, hey, can someone bring me gas? Like, I'm kind of scared on the side of the road. And they're like, nah.
No.
Like, we can bring you to the nearest exit. And I'm like, okay, let's do that. No, just like leave my car there and just go. And I was thinking I was going to stay at a hotel, but the hotel's there. Power was off. You couldn't stay there.
What?
So I'm like,
dude, why did he send you up there?
I'm in the middle of nowhere, dude.
HOA, we're like H-E-L-P.
Yeah. I am in the middle of nowhere, and I'm like, all I can do is just thank God that Taylor and Louise didn't come. But then Addie was like, hey, Katie lives in Savannah. And she
didn't you and Mom get stranded on the interstate one time?
We did get stranded on the interstate. When we picked up Blaze. We ran out of gas after we got the day we picked up Blaze.
Yeah. I just ran out of gas. I expected from Michelle.
But
Michelle would have been like, yeah, it's on E. We're fine.
But Addie's friend Katie's husband came from Savannah. Which
Addie's
is
friend's Katie's husband.
Addie's friend Katie's husband.
Yeah.
Came and brought me 5 gallons, and that was enough to do the trick.
Yeah. Did you pay him like $100?
I need to do something for him. I haven't done it yet. I'm probably going to give him like a gift card to a restaurant over there.
Yeah.
But yeah, he drove like an hour both ways.
You should definitely do something
with
that guy.
I would pay
You owe him $100.
I owe him $1,000. I owe him $5,000. I couldn't. Dude, look at.
You were done.
Addie's friend Katie. Have you met her? Katie
Montel? I'm sure I met her, but I couldn't picture her face or what she looks like.
Her new name is Reed. Her husband's name is Reed.
I think I look better crazy hair than frickin' Slickback Zach.
Katie Buck, that's her name now. Dude.
You think I look better Slickback Zach?
Yes!
No.
No, but not like all the way tucked behind the ears, but like, now, no, don't do that. Slop up the top. That's so bad.
Oh my God.
And then make your top like a little bit, oh my God. You just don't know how to do it, man.
I got this perfect hair and I don't know how to style it.
Dude, so... Reed, her husband, comes and brings me 5 gallons.
Right.
And he hands me this bag. And he's like, Katie thought you might want snacks. And she, like, packed me this snack bag, a spinner
like,
I've never had before.
What? Were you, like, was there, like, any, like, diabetic low that would have been an issue on this whole situation?
Katie said, it could have been. Katie said,
like, there was nothing you had prepared. You just got lucky that it was
If I was having
situation.
A low blood sugar, I would call 911.
Yeah.
Anyways.
That's so funny.
Katie was like, yeah, I thought you might need something for your blood sugar. And Addie
what a sweet girl.
I would have never thought of that in a million years.
That's crazy. What a sweet girl that Katie is.
Yeah, so they're like,
I wish I could remember what you looked like.
I owe him $10,000.
Yeah. You owe him something. What do you think your life is worth? Probably less than $2,000.
Dude, it was freaking crazy.
I probably paid like $3,000.
So I was supposed to be at Hilton Head at 7:30. I got there like midnight. Had to be up early the next day for my meetings.
What time?
I had to be downstairs at 7 for breakfast. So I just had to be like checking.
Wake up at 5:30.
Not quite like that. I was waking up like at 7 and like throwing my pants on, going downstairs. I was exhausted.
Oh man, I've never seen you unprepared for anything. Usually you show up 15 minutes late for meetings just to make sure your hair looks right.
Yeah, I still looked good. Don't you worry about it. Then I get to this meeting.
This guy's my boss. He shows up 15 minutes late for a meeting that he orchestrated. Dad, start bitching about him about that. Not me and my hair. I show up 15 minutes early to meetings. Frederick Douglass or freaking Teddy Roosevelt? 15 minutes late is on time. 15 minutes early is on time. Shut your ass.
Bad time to miss.
Idiot!
How about this? How many minutes late do I need to let you arrive to make sure you got your hair nice and done? How many minutes do you need for your hair? A couple extra minutes?
30.
30 extra?
It's
you can show up 30 minutes late if you just look nice.
I look nice. Oh, dude, I talked to Caesar and I talked to Hudson because I told Caesar about Dad doing the whole haircut thing with me, and I told Hudson.
Uh-huh.
And I said, what do you think about me just showing up in, like, a pinstripe suit tomorrow to this meeting? Hair slicked back, full suit on. It would have been funny if you showed up 15 minutes later. If you showed up 15 minutes late, and I was just slicked back.
You should have done it. I think it would have been the
I thought it would have been hilarious. Hudson kind of talked me out of it because Hudson said, why does everything have to be a joke to you? And I said, okay.
Oh, man. I think that would have been the hardest of life because after Dad sent that, what did I send in my email?
What did you send?
I said, do not shave your head to prove a point.
I was thinking about it.
So you.
Well, because I went there the next day. I mean, I might as well have taken a razor to my scalp. Because what Dad does is Dad expects a smile. Hello, Father. A big old smile and just a hello, Papa, from me. And the only thing he does to me when we're in the office is just roast me alive in front of anybody that's there. He's roasted me in front of Dana. He's roasted me in front of Bully. Look at his hair. Look at his shorts. Look at his pants. I don't never wear shorts in the office, really. But I'm like, dude, you want me to put a smile on when I'm getting bullied? Look at this kid's hair. He looks like an idiot.
Well, then I had a day full of meetings where you go to different vendors and you basically speed date with them and they give you a spiel about their product.
Oh, so you're blaming Jan.
Yeah. Then there's a bunch of builders.
Blaming Jan.
And then good one. And then Builders Insulation was there and they gave me this Make Insulation Great Again hat.
Builders Insulation. I feel like we already used them.
We do. Okay. So a couple of people we already used. I said to the guy, I said, he was giving these out, and I said, you're not worried about, like, offending someone? He said,
who gives a shit?
Yeah, that's exactly. Really? Who gives a shit? We're privately owned. We don't have an HR department. Yeah. You can tell them, grab them by the pussy. I don't care. He didn't say that last part.
Yeah, I was telling Caesar, I was like, yeah, man, but I mean, like, we've said some pretty iffy stuff on this podcast before. I mean, like, we've said some stuff like, we don't hate any group, obviously, but we've said some, like, mean jokes about, like, certain
certain races.
Not races. Well, certain races, probably, but also, like the trans community and stuff. All in good fun. Like, we said it in front of Jack, so.
Yeah.
Next time we have any issue with the LGBT BBQ, we can just go to Jack and be like, you listen to this, right? But yeah, so.
What was your point about that?
Huh?
What was your point about telling Caesar that?
Well, you said that, and now you cut me completely off.
You said what?
Well, you cut me off. I was about to get to the point. I said, yeah, so, and now I don't remember.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. But anyway, so I have a story. So, like, in the last month, I have pulled the gas pump away from my gas.
Again?
Three times. What? I've done it three times in the last month. And now I have PTSD about going away from, like...
You check it, I'll like, six times?
I'll be parked in a parking lot, dude. I'll be parked in a parking lot, and I'll start creeping forward, and I'll be like...
Are you going to pay him, like, $50 every time?
No, I paid $50 the first time, and then the second time and the third time, I left. I didn't pull it out, and there was no gas. Like, the only reason I told them the first time is because there was constant gas dripping onto the ground. Like,
oh, wow.
Probably, like, 5 or 6 gallons.
Has it been the same gas station every time?
No.
Has it been three different ones?
Yeah.
Wow.
And the two that I went to after the first time that I did it, it was, like, places I would never go to again. So I was like, tell you what.
Damn.
Dude, I keep doing it, and I'm, like, pissed off, and now... Like, when I fill up gas, it does, like, a constant leak of gasoline onto the side of my truck. So I've messed up something on my, like, actual gas McJuber.
Me and you play each other in fantasy football this week.
Yeah. We're at, like, 50-50 right now.
I know.
Which is shocking, because all of my people are out.
Only one
Saquon's
of my guys.
Saquon's out.
Oh, Jay Williams, you're already off to a good start.
Oh, with Pitts? What's he got?
Just 4 points, but it's already, oh, it's like God, early on.
I'm surprised he even tied his shoes. That dude's been a worthless piece of shit for the last.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Pitts is such a waste of tight end space.
Damn. I wonder what's up with my guy. Looks like he's.
I went to the Saints game this last.
You just went to a game?
I was at the Saints-Falcons game.
Oh, cool. With who?
Cleve. He's got, his family's got season tickets, so I was there for that game. But we left, like, before the Saints scored a touchdown, and we won the game off of a field goal.
Ah, why'd you leave?
He wanted to go. He had season tickets, and I also, he was like, hey, like, if they don't score on this down, do you want to bail? And I was like, listen, man, like, I've never been one for traffic. Like, getting out of that, like, I've been, like, trying to walk out of that stadium, like, not enough exits.
Yeah.
So you're just, like, ass to butt with someone you don't know.
Ass to butt.
Yeah, everyone's walking forwards and backwards.
Okay, but, back to my trip.
Oh, great.
So I am meeting with these people 15 minutes apiece, and you do, like, from 8 to 4. So
8 to 4?
You have a lunch break, and you have, like, several minutes.
But how much time are you spending with each trade?
15 minutes.
Okay, jeez.
So
what do you talk about for 15 minutes?
And a lot of the trades are not up our alley, so I'm just shooting the shit with them, you know? Like, yeah, yeah, I basically had to tell what Chisel Mill does 40 times.
Yeah.
And then they would sell me their product, and I'd be like, yeah, well, you know, it's not really a good fit, but maybe in the future, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So around 3 o'clock, this thing ends at 4:30 or something, I start to feel sick, and I feel like I have a cold. I'm like, I feel really cold in there, and I'm like, oh, man, I can't wait for this thing to end. And there's, like, stuff going on all night. Like, they have dinner plans, and they're, like, cocktail hour and hanging out. People evidently were hanging out till 2 a.m. in, like, the upstairs, like, bar lounge thing. Dude, as soon as that thing ended, I got curled up in a ball in the bed, and I felt like I was dying. I got on there, and I would wake up, like, I would just try and sleep. I was like, maybe I can get up by 7. And I felt terrible. And then at around, I would, like, sleep for, like, 15 minutes at a time and just feel awful. And then I woke up at 11. And I was like, I kind of...
You woke up at 11 a.m.?
P.M. I felt like I could...
Oh.
I've been laying in the bed since 4.
Yeah.
I wake up at 11. I'm like, you know what? I kind of feel like I could puke. And so I went to the bathroom and made myself puke. And then I puked everything I've ever eaten in my entire life all over this hotel bathroom. And it was a bloodbath disaster.
There was blood?
No, just like...
Okay.
It was awful looking. And there was puke everywhere. And then I felt instantly better. But
yeah,
then I had to clean my whole hotel room.
You like, couldn't even make it to the toilet? You just projectile bombed?
I was on the toilet.
Oh.
Both ends.
You're pooping and puking at the same time.
Into this little
double pee-pee.
Oh, man, it was awful.
You didn't want to just, like, risk it and, like, try and puke through your legs?
Puke dick?
Yeah, I don't think so. That would be a tough order. But anyways, that's Inside Out.
Inside Out to puberty. Yeah.
You got anything else?
This one was about puberty. I feel like one of the problems with not...
I didn't hit puberty till I was 22 all of a sudden.
That's one of the problems with not growing 13. Like body hair is that you're like, well, I've had that.
Like, I was like, you hit puberty? I'm like, yeah, I think... I'm pretty sure. I'm so. 28 years old.
I think so.
I've got a lot of signs to prove it.
How do you know for sure?
Where am I supposed to look?
What do you mean? Like,
yeah, I mean, we all hit it. Yeah. I got mad at my parents at some point.
Yeah, yeah, definitely got mad at my parents.
No. Yep. I think that's puberty.
It is.
All right, but Inside Out 2 is good. You guys should watch it.